Welcome back to another edition of All Politics is Local with me, your host, Tamara Davis Brown. It's the Maryland edition, and it's our good news segment. As I mentioned in my very first podcast, I like to spotlight some really exciting things that are going on in our community, the good news. We hear so much negative news about what's going on in the community, whether it's crime, just things that sometimes is quite depressing. And I always said that when I started this podcast, I wanted to have some features of community members and the good things that they're doing on behalf of the community. And today is no exception. I have Mrs. Tasha Jones. She is the ministry leader of Mercy House, which is a ministry of St. Stephen's Baptist Church in Temple Hills, Maryland. I'm so delighted to have her. I first met her and her husband actually when they were very active in the PTSA at Crossland High School. And I work really well with them on a number of initiatives for Camp Springs and Temple Hills. And she's doing great work as the ministry leader of Mercy House. And so we're going to jump right in and just say, welcome, Mrs. Jones. The funny part is this song is not apropos to you, but when I think of it, I think of that old song, I'm dating myself, me and...
Yeah, me and Mrs. Jones, yeah.
If you listen to the lyrics, that's not it. That's not appropriate.
That's not it, no.
But you are the legitimate Mrs. Jones. She is married.
I'm a legitimate Mrs. Jones.
My cat.
3 months. I recently married, so three months in.
Yes. To our Kappa brother, Mr. Kennard Jones. And so I'm so delighted to have them. Congratulations again on your recent nuptials.
Thank you.
Yep, we're going to get right on in. First of all, tell us about yourself, how you became a member of St. Stephen's, how you got involved in the ministry and moving your way over to the ministry leader of Mercy House. And then we'll talk a little bit more about Mercy House. But just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you were born, where you're from, the whole nine yards.
Yes. Well, first of all, my maiden name is Arrington. So a lot of people know me in the Prince George's County as Tasha Arrington, Arrington Connect. So that's how they usually recognize me. I'm most recently married to Kennard Jones. So my name is Jones now. So when I go out, I say, I'm still Tasha Arrington, but you may get the email from Tasha Jones. They're like, oh, yeah, we know who you are. So I came to St. Stephen's Baptist Church in 2010. So I've been a member since 2010. Bishop Lanier C. Twyman Sr. is our bishop. And we are located at 5757 Temple Hill Road. That's in Temple Hills, Maryland. So my passion is youth. Like you said earlier, we met when I was at Crossland High School. I'm still connected to Crossland, still connected to Thurgood, Suitland, Avalon, Allenwood. I'm still connected to many of the schools. So once I found St. Stephen's, I knew my passion was still youth. Very active in the community with the homelessness outside of the church and in the church. So once I found out about Mercy House, I knew what ministry I wanted to join because I was already outreaching in Washington, D.C., Prince George's County personally, and also in Virginia. So I knew my passion when I found out about Mercy. Those are just acronyms, M-E-R-C-Y. And it means Mountaintop Emergency Resource Center for You, which started in 2007 from Bishop Lanier C. Twyman. He established this. So they found out my passion and they asked me to run it. And I just stepped right in and I just brought in my resources, my partners, and I'm out and about.
That's great. So you told us again that what Mercy, what the acronym actually stands for, and it's the great vision of Pastor Twyman. I love your bishop. I love your pastor. I visit the church as often as I can, and that's a great visionary. But tell us the mission of Mercy House. Tell us what exactly you do in the community and for the community. Just tell us a little bit about that mission.
Okay. Mercy House, Mountaintop Emergency Resource Center for You. What we do all of our resources are free. We provide clothing for men, women, and children. You don't have to be a resident of Prince George's County. You can come in if you live in D.C. or Virginia. You are allowed to come in. Partake of 30 items. We have clothing. We have furniture. We have appliances. And a lot of our donations are, let's say, 89 to 90% new. We get a lot of clothing that have the tags that are there. We are a 501c3, so you do get a donation receipt if you request one. We do a lot of partnerships with a lot of the organizations in Prince George's County. Once I became the ministry leader here, I'm a big domestic violence advocate. So Department of Family Justice Center reached out to me on behalf of someone who knew me in the community and gave my name of an initiative I was going to start during COVID called the Safe Haven Grab and Go, which actually I provide a bag to a domestic violence, whether it be a female or a male, enough items to stay in a hotel for about 2 weeks. They'll call the Safe Haven Grab and Go bags. That came about right at the height of COVID. Okay. So every 3 months I provide bags to them. I actually have one here to show. And then another organization, Progressive Life Center, heard of my initiative. So I provide bags to them too every 3 months to their victims that they assist. So I brought that into Mercy House. I do a lot of mental health workshops. We partner with other organizations and we do workshops for mental health.
Excellent.
We do partnership with Office of Veterans Affairs. I'm actually on the advisory council on behalf of Prince George's County Executive Angela Olsenbrook. I was invited to be on that through Dr. James Dula. So I am one of their board members. I'm actually a board member of the Office Against Women and Domestic Violence with the Department of Justice through the Progressive Life Center. So we do a lot of resources that's here in Prince George's County. So once you come into Mercy House, we have the resources. If we don't have it, we will connect you to resources. Job Skills, Employer Prince George's is one of my community partners. We have an agreement with them. They just attended our community day over the weekend with their new employment mobile they just purchased. So they showcased it at the community day over the weekend. It was great.
Wow, excellent.
So,
yeah, tell us about that grab and go. What's actually in the bag?
Yes, it is called, I'm going to grab one really quick.
Okay.
It's called Safe Haven Grab and Go. It's okay. Purple because purple is domestic violence.
Right.
And it has on it helping domestic abuse survivors meeting their essential needs. Okay. So that's the message that's on the outside of it. And it's called Safe Haven because once you open the bag up itself, it has a very nice scripture.
Okay.
Just for motivation in there. It has a gift card in there in the amount of $25 to $50 or maybe more. I've had partners who heard about this and they donated funds. So we were able to purchase gift cards to go inside. It has all of the emergency contacts. Once you are in a safe haven place that the organization that you were with placed you, there is a card there where you can still reach out to a counsel, to a mental health person, or you can just, the toiletries that are there, whether it be just the essential toiletries that you would need on a day-to-day basis, all the items in the bags are white. So if you need to wash, you don't have to worry about the colors. So there's towels, there's socks, there's t-shirts, things like that, that's inside of this bag. And if you need to go and wash them while you're there, throw Clorox in the washing machine. You don't have to worry about everything else. So,
Excellent. That's a great idea. It's a great idea to have that. About how many people would you say on a monthly basis or a weekly basis do you serve? What are the actual hours of operation for Mercy House? How many people come through on a consistent basis or average, I should say average base on a weekly or monthly basis?
Yes. Mercy House is open first and third Saturdays every month from 9 to 12. We're located at 4402 Saddell Place, which is right off of Temple Hills Road. We don't advertise the house because it is in a housing development, so we don't advertise it. But the word is out. We are here. And also, we're open first and third, but if you email mercyhouseministry@yahoo.com, it comes directly to my cell phone, and we answer all emergencies within that hour. So Excellent. We may be open first and third Saturdays, but all emergencies are answered. We never closed during COVID. We had several emergencies. In a month, we may serve maybe about 25 to 30 people a month. It's growing and growing, which is great. Excellent. We have a very large Spanish population that's coming through now because I do advertise on our Tuesday's food giveaway that we have every Tuesday from 11 to 3. And there's a very large Spanish population come through. I have a Spanish interpreter, which is great. So when they're there, we do have an interpreter that speaks the Spanish. We've been blessed to have partners that heard about Mercy House and they come by and visit on a Tuesday. That's when I usually schedule the interview or a tour of Mercy House so everyone can get the full effect of what we do.
Right.
Not just giving out clothing, but giving out the resources. People come in and say, hey, I need help with utilities. I need help with rent. And we have the resources, or we've contacted another organization where they know of Mercy House and we send them their way. So that's why we call ourselves the Mercy House, the Prince George's County Community Resource Hub. That's what's on our flyer.
Okay, excellent. So we kind of talked about this, about how Mercy House got started as a vision of Bishop Twyman as part of the ministry, outreach ministry of St. Stephen's
yes.
Baptist Church. So you said it started in 2007 and you didn't join the church till 2010. Do you have a little bit more history about what Mercy House looked like in its infancy stages where, you know, obviously now you actually have a physical building, physical house and space. What was the impetus like, if you know a little bit of that history?
I know a little bit of it. I know Bishop's vision is eventually he wants to be able to have someone stay in the house itself. But at this time, it's not no one stays there. We actually provide all the services out of there. So that's his vision eventually. But once he asked me to take it over, he knew that my vision was to bring in the resources to help the community more because that was his vision. And I didn't even know. Because I came in 2010, so I knew my vision, I knew my heart, I knew that I could connect and make it even better for St. Stephen's Baptist Church. So we've been able to join in several organizations. We've been able to receive lots of grants through some of the things that we're doing through domestic violence and the mental health. Partnerships with Alzheimer's Association we have now for the past 3 years, which is great. Office of Veterans Affairs. I knew Bishop's vision, and I'm going to continue to do my best to even foresee many more things that Mercy House can do. We are listed on the 311, I found out.
Excellent.
3 years ago, I actually got a call. We actually have a phone number there at Mercy House, too, from 311 saying that an apartment building had caught fire on St. Barnabas Road and that Mercy House is now listed as an emergency contact. So that's a plus for us. The word is getting out about Mercy House.
Excellent.
So we have assisted several families in the Temple Hills, Fort Washington area who actually was in an apartment fire or a house fire. So which is great.
Right. Great, great, great. I think we've answered the type of services that you provide. And I'm glad to see that your vision when you were saying you heard a bishop's vision, but you also had a vision, and the scripture that came to mind is that your gifts will make room for you. And certainly the things that God has laid on your heart has been able to come through fruition to the church that he led you to at St. Stephen's Baptist Church. And that's such a wonderful testimony. And so my last question, and you kind of started talking about this, but let's continue on that vein. What are some of the upcoming programs, some of the initiatives that we can expect to see and hear from either Saint of the Mercy House, but also St. Stephen's Baptist Church? You mentioned your food giveaway every Tuesday. For those who are listening, St. Stephen's Baptist Church, even prior to the pandemic, has always had a free food giveaway on Tuesday mornings again. And so, the like you said, the word has gotten out, and so people come on a consistent basis. I have volunteered a couple of times and noticed that the lines will be all the way down Temple Hills Road past the Temple Hills Community Center. I mean, people are really coming out, and you can definitely see that there's a need that the church is fulfilling, and that's an awesome, awesome job. I hate that I missed Community Day, as I mentioned in our, when we were talking before we started recording, that I was out of town, and so I missed that Community Day. But what are some of the upcoming programs that you guys are going to be featuring at Mercy House or at St. Stephen's Baptist Church that the community could look forward to?
Yes, yes. Last Saturday was a great Community Day. That was our annual Community Day, June 17th. And I'm actually the project coordinator of Community Day. So it was great. So don't worry. We'll definitely be on our list for the next one. Some of our initiatives that are coming up, first and third Saturdays, we always have free new shoes that sits outside of Mercy House. We were donated bundles and bundles of brand new children shoes from Shoppers World. So we showcase those to all the patrons that come in. So that's every first and third Saturday. It's posted once you come into Mercy House that we have brand new shoes for children. So that's every first and third Saturday. So anytime you come in there, we also do a workshop that's coming up for Alzheimer's. We call it the Cafe for Alzheimer's Association. That's coming up in September. So we're going to start advertising that soon, because they're one of our major partners that we have at Mercy House. We do the walks with them. Any of our partners that we have, we list them on some of our literature. We can't list all of them, but whatever that we are doing outreaching with that particular partner, they're listed on our literature, such as Family Justice Center, Family Social Services, the Veterans Affairs, Implore Prince George's. If we are outreaching with them that particular week, we advertise their information on our tables. We often go out and partner with other churches that's in the local District 7 and 8 and 9. We partner with them. We're about to do a Community Day with Central Baptist of Camp Springs, which is coming up. We're doing a Community Day with them. We're also doing a Purple Sunday at St. Stephen's. This is our third year where we dedicate a Sunday. Bishop has allowed us to dedicate a Sunday called Purpose Sunday to advocate for domestic violence victims and survivors. So that's very exciting. And we invite law enforcement officers to come out, mental health, domestic violence partners. So that's always a big plus. And we welcome you to join us this year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I have been getting your emails about some of the upcoming events. So I do plan to come out and support, I always have whenever I'm available. You know, come out and help. And I've also come out and volunteer even for the food giveaways. And so
And AKAs, you guys have been out. Yes.
So, yeah, you'll see me pop up. You'll see the sorority Alpha Kappa Alpha pop up every once in a while to support those events. You listed so many of them. So actually, I'm going to ask another final closing question, which is where can people go? What's a website? What's a contact to see all of the upcoming events and programs that you are offering at Mercy House and at St. Stephen's Baptist Church?
Yes. Thank you. They can go to ssbcmd.org and go in the menu bar and search for Mercy House, or email us at mercyhouseministry@yahoo.com. Reach out. Once you email mercyhouseministry@yahoo.com, it automatically comes to my cell phone. All emergencies are answered very quickly, more quickly than a cell phone, more quickly than calling the Mercy House itself, because no one is there every day.
Right.
So once you email, I get it immediately. And there is a ministry of about 15 men and women that assist me with this, because I cannot do this by myself. It is a team effort. I call it Team Mercy. My co-leader wasn't able to be with me today, but she's aware of this interview. But we are very blessed to do what we do. And the more partners that we meet, the more connections that we receive, the more blessings that we are able to give out.
Excellent, excellent. So one more time, a little slower, give the website again, as well as the email address.
Yes, it is ssbcmd.org. What email Mercy, M-E-R-C-Y, House, H-O-U-S-E, Ministry, M-I-N-I-S-T-R-Y, at yahoo.com.
Thank you so much. So you have been listening to, again, Mrs. Tasha Jones. She is the ministry leader of Mercy House, which is a ministry of St. Stephen's Baptist Church in Temple Hills, Maryland. We are so glad that she took the time today to tell us the good news about all of the great work that Mercy House is doing, along with St. Stephen's Baptist Church, Bishop Twyman, his lovely wife, First Lady Twyman, as well, are doing in the community. Be sure you take the website information down and find out some of the upcoming programs and initiatives that they have. If you do have a need, or you know someone who has a need that may be a victim of domestic violence, male or female, or any of the services, free clothing giveaway, shoes, anyone who has a need, please be sure to reach out to Mrs. Jones, ministry leader again of Mercy House. We are so excited and delighted that you took the time to be with us today on All Politics is Local with me, your host, Tamara Davis Brown. And I know I will see you out and about in the community. So thank you so much for your time. And we will definitely be following up with you and getting back with you on some of the great initiatives that you have. Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
This now concludes the good news segment of All Politics is Local. Thank you for listening. Please come back and be sure to subscribe. Be sure to click to like and share this good news and all of the episodes of All Politics is Local, the Maryland edition, with me, your host, Tamara Davis Brown. Thank you.